Okay, alright. We'll try not to curse on this episode, but sometimes there's bad language, and,
Hey, school's out!
Yeah, that's right. The school is out. It is about that time of year where school does get out, I guess. And
a lot of people still go to summer school.
Yeah, people do go to summer school, of course, that is true. But for the most part, I think it is time to graduate and enjoy summer. But with that comes great responsibility. And, of course, there's a lot to talk about as our own intern, the only real intern we ever really had here.
Oh, come on.
At Heritage. He really, really, really tried hard, and he is graduating, and we are celebrating that tonight here on Gunwash, so stay tuned. That's coming up next.
Caps up!
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
I think after doing this for like a lot of episodes, I think I finally just had a revelation. I'm just gonna turn my fucking chair towards the guests. Yo, my brother with the hair, back up, please. With the hair, my man.
Back up!
With the hair, with the hair.
Give him 5 feet.
Your hair does look very good. The headphones are not gonna ruin it. And honestly, we're gonna be switching those off. Welcome to Gunwash. We're here broadcasting live. Armando's right here. Splithinkin right here.
Look, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I see my producers in the studio looking happy, happy, happy. Happy and Declan. You pronounce your last name Kristenberry, right?
Kristenberry.
You got a movie star last name, man.
Yeah, you do. And you are really like the first. Like, I mean, like, no, listen. There's been a lot of great interns here. But in my eyes, the real, real intern.
With a capital I.
No, you're definitely really good because you brought talent to the station, I think, also. You brought commitment. You're thirsty because you're a kid. No offense.
Thanks, though.
Not that I'm old, but, you know. I graduated high school like 15 fucking years ago, so. Makes me not as, Well, shit! Declan, you're pretty much the best shit around as far as interns go. No, really. So, like, thing is,
I
like,
think we've been saying too many nice things about Declan.
No, I know
he's
there
the
was.
Man,
how's he gonna grow?
Well, look, I know that a couple times. You know, you made a couple mistakes. Remember? Because remember, Jack Gate. Remember, like,
I fucked
one,
up a bunch of times.
Yeah, you fucked up. Okay, so listen. Now, look. Let me tell you something. I got a lot of fuck ups.
Oh, Aaron fucks up a lot.
Listen, I fuck up a whole lot. And this is like, it's like,
not me.
Can I say, listen, this is like you're interviewing me. Okay, let me tell you something.
Okay.
I've fucked up a lot of shit in my life, like in a real way. Like, I dropped the ball. I flaked. I fucked up. I fucking, like,
bailed.
A lot of bad stuff happened. And you know what? Like, I still did okay. So, the point of that is, you're in an okay place. Look forward with positivity. You're already interning. A lot of the internships that people from around this country get, you already had. Like, they get them when they come to college. You already had it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel so fucking lucky that I had this opportunity.
Yeah, you know, you're fucking...
You should play dice. You should play dice, dude.
And you grew up in the city, right?
Yeah.
Right, so obviously you have the best fucking... He grew up in the city, Armando, like you. So obviously he has the best internships ever in high school. Like, you know, we didn't have any of that shit.
I mean, I had some of it, but...
Well, the resources were obviously here.
Yeah.
I don't mean to
Apple Computers came in when I was a senior.
Exactly, and they said, Armando, we want you here for Apple Computers. Come on down, Armando.
Luckily, I didn't say that for the next 3 years, though.
Well, listen, Armando took a different path than maybe Declan or Jeremy or Splivington or Jack or Odetta or any of our pals may have taken. But we will talk a little bit about that tonight, the future, some things about ourselves and you that may help you as you graduate. We're celebrating you. And I know you complained about not being a guest on Gunwash. That's bullshit. You're always a part of Gunwash.
I didn't complain.
No, we just said that we'll make this one specifically about you. Now, before we go to Splivington... Introduce your pals who you have brought with you. I know this guy. I've met him before. This one's a little shy.
I have two pals here tonight. One is Simon and one is Aiden.
What's up, guys?
Yo, Simon. What up, God?
I'm shy.
Yeah, now, and you probably recognize Aiden because he calls in like every week.
Yeah. Oh, Aiden. And I, of course, I, right.
sorry. I'm apologizing now. They were all bad.
No, no, no. Dude, listen. We want all the callers we can get. I really appreciate Aiden.
Yeah.
And, And I also say, well...
How come there's an extra mic right here?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think we're saving that seat for the old Martika. Anyway, we got to go to music. Make sure you call in live, 718-497-2128. You know we are on gunwash.com. 24-7, you can listen all the time. Splivington, pull up music. Sound time, please. Woo! Come down, Splivington.
This is Odetta Beth Hartman, and you're tuning in to Gunwash Live.
Well, we got no choice. All the girls in the hood.
Gunwash.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna invest.
So badass.
I'm gonna thank you. That was
you wasn't expecting that one, right?
That one I wasn't. Usually we start with reggae, but I like whatever Spliff plays.
It's better.
Yeah, Rugrats. We got the kids in the building. Here you go. Let's get ready for Thursday night here at Gunwash Radio. Well, you can listen now on gunwash.com. We're broadcasting live from the heritageradionetwork.org. I'm telling you, I have to invest.
I love this track.
Me too. I actually, you know, it's
what
funny.
What you got to say, Aaron?
Nah, you know, I was actually basking in the Rugrats theme. I don't get to listen to it, and it's...
The hell's going on with these sounds?
I don't know. I think the phone.
I think it was Aiden fucking around already.
Yeah, come that on, was Aiden.
Fuck
Aiden,
you, Aiden.
That Aiden's hair gel is, like, sending static electricity into fucking... Jeremy's fucking...
Yo.
I gotta invest in a dual display. I'll bring it. I'll bring it myself, man. Because you know what? I find Armando.
We were just talking about that.
Oh yeah, I gotta have like the outline and the Gunwash site and the Heritage site like all in front of me at once. That's how I work at work. I really should fucking like bring in a setup or something. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Of course, you know the live call-in number here is 718-497-2128. We take callers. You know, Aiden knows that. I know a lot. And we are saying congratulations, of course, to Declan Christenberry, our faithful intern, for graduating. Let's give a round of applause.
Your friends didn't graduate or they're still in school?
Yeah, what happened to you guys? You guys not graduating?
Hey, can I be real? Can I just say something before you say anything?
Come even closer. Sorry. Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
Get on the mic.
We fucking killed it at graduation. We looked cute as hell.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, Simon, but I mean, I didn't cry.
Oh,
I teared up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, then I killed it at graduation. I got no emotions. Wow.
I did not cry at graduation.
Yo, I was like, really, really, but yo.
I was like, deuces. Nah. See, why here's the thing, though. Hold on. I got to say this quick. Y'all didn't grow up in the suburbs. That's why it's like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
if you grew up in the suburbs, you're like, deuces. I'm out. Fuck this.
It's true. I was gonna ask Jack when he said like I didn't cry. I was like, I never even thought of.
I cried every day in the suburbs.
Dude, I cried every day in the suburbs, out of there, bro. Man. You don't realize it, and maybe you realize it, but you're very lucky. I think maybe city.
Why all you guys grew up in the city?
He was born in Bushwick. I'm born in Jersey. I mean, I moved here when I was 18.
No,
and
we're
that's
all from
it.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, you're all
of us are from Brooklyn.
You're all from Brooklyn.
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, but I was raised in Manhattan, so it was like different. I used to have this joke that I've never been to Brooklyn before.
I was born in Philly, and then I was raised in Brooklyn. I lived there for 3 years, and then I moved here.
And then you too, born in Brooklyn, raised and
Born in Manhattan, raised in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's because you're young. Yeah, that's crazy. His parents were like, couldn't take. They like, their his parents were like in college.
Aaron, how did you feel about New Jersey, Randolph, New Jersey. Did you cry?
When I graduated?
Yeah, or were you like,
we ran and jumped over the fucking fence.
Yeah,
man. We were crazy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a different thing. You know what's like funny? Like, more fucked up shit happens in the city. Like, we're more, I was like, you know, when I moved here, I was really like amazed because like the people I met were like city kids. I went to NYU, but they brought me in as... just because of skating and graffiti and all that stuff.
Yeah, one of us. I remember going to your house in those days, and I was like, oh, cool, man.
And yeah, that day and even before that, just like the art thing brings you into it, and that's not my fault. Yeah. I can't help that I am out here doing this bullshit.
The interest, you know, and that doesn't bring no, like, get fence to shit.
It's like, mostly, oh, like, yeah, skate and, like, music and art and stuff.
No, but you would be crazy. I mean, how many people that we know that just have no interest in anything?
But that's what I'm...
Like,
but
they just don't want to do shit.
But that's what I'm saying, is, like, we, like, especially, and we'll talk about this later, of course, Jack, and us, we yearn for, like,
Jack!
Music.
Jack!
We need the rarest shit.
Yo, I sold bootleg CDs.
Like,
I sold authentic fucking football jerseys.
Yo.
I fucking took everybody's money. And CeeLo, I put out 5 rap
in high school?
Albums. I destroyed. Well, yes, in
Jack
high school.
Is very,
yeah, but check this out.
Jack
can I tell
you
guys something?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
I think mine is. I don't want to shit on Jack.
Yeah,
for
no,
a
you're
second,
definitely.
But
got
I had
to,
a. I think my it. High school experience was quite interesting. I went to 2 high schools, yeah, right? And the first high school I went to was like a kind of prestige high school, and then after that, I went to like a alternative high school for the last like year and a half, like,
yeah, but,
of the school.
And then did you go to college
for like 2 semesters?
Yeah, but what was it? Where did you go?
For like liberal arts at BMCC.
BMCC. You should. Not I mean, right. I, you know, it's none of my business. My brother my brother dropped out as well. But like, I don't know. I feel like as long as you finish things. Like, you got, like, hey,
I like
by
to
the
finish
way,
things, but the only reason I was in a weird place in my mind, I just wanted to not finish school there.
Yeah.
That's all. I want
to
go back.
I mean, you
went to school elsewhere.
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
In the School of Hard Knocks.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Did you know you were going to go to NYU?
We had this kind of thing where I was like, I went to NYU pre-college, and that, like, with sophomore, I was like,
oh,
I'm,
yeah, so
I,
you were ready.
No,
yeah.
No, I was like a fucking.
That's
privilege.
A dreamy school, though. I remember kids in my elementary school were like, I want to go to NYU.
NYU is like the Calvin Klein of colleges. It's like not quite. It's like somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
I really want.
I mean,
to
I don't know. You did you know you went? You were going to go to NYU, Jack?
So my whole story is my guidance counselor told me it's an expensive application fee. You don't stand a chance. Save your money.
They really said that.
They really said that to me. Miss Ballard, what up, bitch?
Yo, and yeah, what up? Yeah, yo,
how
yo, Miss Ballard, what the fuck? Yo, can I tell you a similar story real quick?
You know what I did, though? I got the fucking interview at NYU, and I messed up everything. They were, like, asking me music theory questions, and I was like, it's a major fifth. He's like, that doesn't exist. And I'm about to leave just, like, blowing it, and I'm like, yo, wait, yo, but check out my CD.
Yeah.
And then he put the CD, and he's like, this is you? I was like, yeah. He's like, whoa.
Wait, was it you playing piano and stuff?
Yeah, that wasn't convincing them, but the rap CD got them.
Really?
That's how I got into it.
Yo, can I tell you? Oh my god, this is so funny.
It was like
funny,
this Jack Inslee kid.
Yo, let me tell you kids this little story. Motherfucker, I did like, yo, so listen, in high school, right? This motherfucking woman, Miss Ruggieri, like, she, like, did not want me in the National Honor Society. I'm, like, a privileged kid. I went to Randolph High School. I'm actually middle class, but, like, in New Jersey, like, middle class, like, we don't, like, you know, and a house doesn't cost $5 million in New Jersey, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so, in any case, so, this woman would not want me in the fight. She said, his grades are okay. He does public speaking. He's in Art Honor Society. Clear that he's very talented, well-spoken, nice guy. But he walks to the beat of his own drum. This is what she said. She said he walks to the beat of his own drum, so we won't let him into National Honor Society. And my dad was really, really crushed. And I tried to explain to my dad, Dad, this is good. This is like, this means I'm an individual in this weird place that's not very individual. Yeah. And to this day, my dad's kind of salty that I didn't get in National Honor Society.
Well, I mean, that's a title. I mean, that's a good thing
that's
to have.
That's some
my
fucking
dad is like
bullshit.
That, too.
Dude, that's that National Honor Society shit is preparing you. By the way, let me tell you about National Honor Society. You get into National Art Honor Society or National Forensics League so you can meet people who have great jobs and great titles and things. National Honor Society is like who's smartest in the grade. That shit is some fucking... Like,
but it's good to
cards,
talk about, man.
Like fucking Warhammer
shit. If you was included in that society, you wouldn't be talking shit.
No, if I was like, no. But you want to know something? That's
I feel like, I've been in that society, and I'm like, hey, whatever.
That's it. Yeah, well, you're a higher society than I, my
no,
friend.
No, not at all.
What schools did you guys graduate from?
Same school.
We all went to the same school.
What school?
Institute for Collaborative Education.
Yeah. See, I went to Randolph High School.
West
you know
Babylon
I mean? Yeah,
High School.
Exactly. Bang. Exactly. Boom, baby.
City ass.
Yeah. Yo, Randolph Rams. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Football.
What's cool about my school, we had like all these kids from all these different boroughs coming to my school, and I was just like, oh shit, what up, man?
Mondo, where was your school, Mondo?
It was on West Houston Street.
Yeah, and oh you had, did you have rough stuff, and was there rough stuff going on?
Well, on certain days.
Yeah.
On Fridays.
What were you like in high school, Mondo?
I was really soft-spoken,
actually. I actually seen a picture of
Mondo.
Were
you like a polite kid?
Yes.
Really?
And quiet. You know,
nah.
Can I tell you guys something funny about me? Hey, I'm going to tell you guys something really funny about me and a lot of other audience. And I'm going to tell Aiden, too.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I was really, really quiet, right? And then I just copied all the wild, funny kids. And I was just like, want to be like that one day.
Yeah,
this is my time to shine.
Yeah, me too. I copied
you did it, man.
Aiden's the fucking class clown.
I had these jokes in the chamber for 10, 15 years.
Yo, let me tell you something, Aiden. And they came out, baby, and very, very well received, of course, by the entire Gunwash audience.
Thank you.
Aiden, let me tell you something. I actually, you know, one time in my life, I, like, thought, like, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm like, kind of the class clown. Yo, no clowns allowed. No clowns. Moving forward from today, no clowns. We don't have clowns. I got a clown actually tattooed on my arm right
what
there.
What don't you have tattooed?
What about this, though? I would
that
have...
That is Coco the Clown. That's by Fleischer.
There's a
that's
sad a clown
very,
right
very
here,
famous
though.
Famous cartoon, and it's a very, very famous part of animation. And
this
art.
Is the clown you were talking about, the one that you tattooed.
Yeah, well, I also have a clown on that I tattooed on Armando. But as far as class clowns, we don't do that anymore. No. That's over with. You're done with the class clowning, right? What are you going to say? What do you think? No more class clowning, right? Okay.
You can be funny. But
nope.
You don't want funny.
Nah.
For a good decade, you got to be completely. I'm telling you, you got to fucking not even speak for like a good decade. I'm really being serious with you right now. I'm telling you.
Buddhist monks.
I fucked up.
Buddhist monk style.
So, okay, you're going
to
tell
me. Do you guys
me,
think.
For the next couple. How old are you? You're 17? Okay. I need you to not speak for like 10 fucking years.
I'm on it, man.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Word.
Me and Aiden are going to college.
Don't
together.
Get me wrong. You have a great voice. I love it. But I want you to tell me you're going to behave for a little while.
No.
All right, fine.
I knew you were going to say
right,
that.
Fine.
Do you guys think...
Be like Mondo! Be like Mondo!
Want to hear something funny, too? What else?
No, I'm joking. No, you don't have to...
In different classes, I would have different enigmas, though. So in some classes, I would be like the scared kid not talking. And then in other
different
classes...
Different enigmas?
Yeah, dude. In some class, I'll be like that quiet kid and not talking.
Like, well, depending on the subject?
No, he means different ego. Right. He means like alter egos, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, dude. Like in my history, for example, in my history class, I'll be the class clown,
like
right?
Some
right.
of his.
And on my gym class, and then in my gym class, I'll be like the regular kid.
The nerd.
What was,
the regular
what,
kid.
What, did you use, what was the word you used? Enigma?
Enigma.
So yeah, some of your alter egos were enigmatic, and others were boisterous.
I want to know about that, though.
No, we figured out what he was saying.
I want to know about that.
It looks like we got someone in the booth. We got a guess. What's going on?
I can't talk right, dude.
Second segment guess.
Second segment. Rope it up.
Number two.
No, I can't talk right.
Step back. Can't even talk. Well, listen. Wait. So hold on. One second, though.
You see, this is what you guys get. Once you guys graduate high school, a girl comes for you.
You don't got to take the headphones off yet.
Okay,
you're looking beautiful in the headphones. Now, wait. You didn't graduate.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did graduate.
Didn't one of you not? Is someone not? You all graduated?
We all graduated. All
right. Go. Fucking congratulations, you two and you three. Very nice. Very, very good. And I'm glad you love each other.
I can't believe that.
Keep that love. Let me tell you something. Don't let weird stuff separate that love.
I don't like him.
Keep that love. It's okay if you don't like him.
I don't
You don't have to like them.
Nah,
just
nah.
love.
All right.
All right.
Exciting times.
Yo, Jack.
Why are you so mean to me, man?
Let me say something to you, Aaron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I just, no. I just did, I wanted to say it before the first break. I just,
yeah.
For one thing, like, about this show.
Okay.
Gunwash.
What?
No, no, I'm about to get a little sentimental.
That's not just me. That's these two.
Let him go.
You guys, too.
All right.
All of you, and Odetta and Jack, too. This show means a whole hell of a lot to me. Right? Because, I mean, I worked a lot on it, and I listened to it so much. I listened to all your guys' voices, man.
It touches me.
And it's just, when I saw that show card with my name on it this morning, like, I was, like, moved by that shit, man. It meant a lot to me to see that. I swear to God. Like, I did. Jeremy, I got a huge fucking erection when I saw that shit.
Yeah.
I shot up, dude.
And
I looked on my Instagram, and I was like, oh!
It means a lot to us that you listened to the show and tried to understand.
Yeah, man.
Because and that's really important. That
I'll always try to understand everything.
Always try to understand. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you know, you're fucking right. Always try to understand things.
Fuck yeah.
If you can, dude.
Quote.
Because people who don't try to understand things suck. They're terrible. And
yeah.
I can speak from experience because I sometimes was like that. All right.
Yo, did you guys do anything crazy in high school that you guys could think back?
Oh, yeah. We had some crazy
See,
shit.
See, people
happened.
In the suburbs be doing crazier shit. They'd be slicing each other up and
Word.
Fucking garbage bags and
Word.
Shit.
No.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I know. I
like some crazy shit used to go down at our school.
Yeah,
like,
well, I know. Yeah.
Like, there was, well, our school, like, had a lot of, like, programs for, like, bad kids. You
We're going to.
This is a program for bad kids.
We got to. We got a couple in studio, but listen, we got to play some music now.
Yep.
Whoop.
Hey.
Okay.
Great segment, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for being involved with us.
I love you.
Everyone else, well, we love you, and I hope you take my words into consideration. And
we're not joking over here.
We are not.
I love you, Armando.
We are not joking.
Armando, I love you.
Yeah,
dude, you guys, I should be your role model. I went to school.
Dude,
like,
you guys are my fucking
are
role,
role model and good ones to have. We are on Gunwash Radio. You know, you can find us on gunwash.com. Spliffington, pull up music, 718-497-2128.
Hi, this is Carly from Slatever, and you're listening to Gunwash.
John 14, are you right, Dalvik? I'm not right to belong to you. Me, no one. No, no. Them call me wicked something. 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 They call me program for kill. Me program for kill. But action 14 ninja program for kill. Me tell them program for kill. Me program for kill. But tell the world that them ninja program for kill. Because if you only know me, I ring murderer. Me go a man, devil turn up and corner. All on a sudden, here come street side rubber. Stick it up, do a move, but take off me chopper Rita. Use me big mouth, rusty dagger. Bust him to a hole and cut off him finger. Dem a tell me, program fi kill. Dem a send me program fi kill.
This is Cakes the motherfucking killer with Gunwash Radio, and we're out here carrying.
Right, you will. You come fi test the ninja, you be right, you will. Me a tell them, buy your reed. Tell the whole of them, them better buy them. You get your funeral spot.
This is Contessa Studo, and I'm lonely, and I need a man, but at the end of the day, I want the Gunwash Radio, so you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Move like doctor still. Them a call me program for kill. Program for kill. Them your kind of music sweet and sweet. You tell them program for kill. Program for kill. I come out of your talk and no lyrics spreading because
when singing melody X woman just step up on this one of your champion sound. All of that sound back up. Champion sound, all of that sound, back up. Come on, yeah. We live in the stands together. We have the fellas.
myself in black of feeling fist. When I left my right, I go back out and punch in the arises. I'm black up, black up, black up, even back up, wrist. It's banana too sweet, it too sweet, it too sweet. It's banana too sweet. Now let's go. What kind of sickness? Diabetes. Hey, original. No, you're not drinking, no, you're not smoking. It's banana too sweet, it too sweet, it too sweet. It's banana too sweet, it too sweet, it too sweet. Oh, banana too sweet, it too sweet, it too sweet. It's banana too sweet, it too sweet, it too sweet. Every woman have a right, be them bossy, but them have same thing where every man party. But a man nasty and them go take party and leave the sweetness and a woman fi go enjoy it. Last night me come home and me feel horny. Me take up the phone and me call Jaycee. Please, nice girl, will you come over to me? Cause I just come from work and me feel on it. She just slammed down the phone in on me, it's gonna. Started to think and now me started to wonder if she a go come home tonight or tomorrow. But before me don't think, me hear the door knock. Me open the door, no Jaycee pass spot in a one tight shot, so she wore a bat bat. I no mention one a front because round there's a fat. We lay down at the bed, comfortable and relax. Me fling where the shots, me no know where drop. She say lecturer, I don't want no foolishness. Say don't climb on me and give me no 1 minute. Me say easy darling, and hey, don't rush it. Cause anything you want, you shall surely get it. Me say 5 minutes gone, and me still a ramita. 10 minutes fast, and me still a ramita. 15 minutes gone, and me still a ramita. Half hour gone, and me still a ramita. 1 hour pass, and me still a ramita. Me say wait there, darling, hold on a minute. Me rush to the kitchen for the water bucket. Me turn on the pipe and make sure full it. Passing Jai, she spot the bucket. She say lecturer, how are you going to do with it? Me say open your foot and don't resist it. You put it too sweet, I go and dilute it. I wonder where master God put in it. If he make mistake, put little more sweetness. Every man who da dead from diabetes. My banana too sweet, it too sweet, it too sweet. This banana too sweet, it too sweet. Hurry, baby, 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 baby. Me want to know, listen to Digny, listen to Digny, listen to Digny. Me have it, me come put down, me have it, me come put down, everybody. Me have it, me come put down. Slap this done, but me never talk none, none. Slap this done, but me never talk none. Cho, DJ, your business, me no take it for fun. Come fi keep down iniquity, I'm too good to dumb. No coach a pretty young, I'm missing coach a pretty young. And coach a pretty young, I'm the deaf and pretty dumb. Your coach a make you know, say girl, you know fi run dumb. Your coach a make you know fi wash your pot and turn it dumb. Your coach a make you know how fi plant a yam grum too. Slackness done, but me never talk none too. No one none, me never want none, 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 no one none. Me never want none. Slackness it, I fi wait it, I fi wait it, I fi wait. Slackness it, I fi wait it, I fi wait, 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 wait. In a positive things, man, we participate. And negative lyrics, man, we eliminate. The woman and the man, them can't separate. Me come fi get pressing it, me come fi.
Up to your body, if you're ready, we don't want no. spirit, we don't wanna girl spirit, we don't love them. Girl spirit, we don't wanna girl spirit.
Just be ambitious and be confident. Anywhere you go, just use your experience. If you cause you to use violence, as long as you don't put up your body fear, rent, we don't wanna body fear, rent, we don't wanna girl spirit. Girl spirit, we don't wanna girl spirit.
Car for your house, girl, them wanna girl spirit. Beverly, she a no girl fi rent, and you know say sexy, she a no girl fi rent, and you know say Marie, she a no girl fi rent, and the traffic party them a no girl fi rent, and the classic party them a no girl fi rent. Show them that you big and that you well decent. If a guy a come, him a fi have argument. Say anything that you face, him a fi predominant. A fi have position like big government. Girls like uno too magnificent. We turn on nobody in a girl fi rent. We don't wanna.
Up your body fear rent, we don't want no girls fear rent, we don't want no girls fear rent. Girls fear rent, we don't want no girls fear rent.
Some girl church, we don't know, say some girls slick. Some of them are dress up like us in a lipstick. Have them body just a put it on the market. Them just a sell themselves like food in a basket. And you say she run, she not do it. And you say papa
play by no girl. L'envie sans le battre, l'envie sans le bring, bring. Fine for the gold, because them just keep shocking. Take it from the head, they turn the king in and they ring it to him. Shocking, shocking, the gold and gun, shocking, no catch it. Shocking, shocking, the gold and gun, shocking. The white shoes, the white boat on it. White stuck in the yellow shoes, the yellow boat on it. Yellow stuck in, you know the red and the white, and it'll carry the swing. Then here, full up a style under every timing. You don't know the yard, they different from who come from foreign. Because shocking, shocking, the gold and gun, shocking, no catch it. Shocking, shocking, the girl in gun, shocking. Some a drink beer, some a drink Heineken. Some a drink twist and some a them a drink tip. Some a line up in a row, yes, a beer bubbling. Lily DJ call, makes a face sing. Crying for the girl because them just keep shocking.
I got with you. Yeah. I'm being really corny, but
what are you guys laughing about?
I was being really corny because Aiden was drinking soda at a restaurant, and I hadn't drinking soda in a while, and I think it's pretty popping that he's drinking soda.
But you know what's popping also about Aiden? I noticed that he just finished high school, but he still has, like, high school attire. Like, he still has the book bag look, you know?
That's how Aiden's going to look for his whole life.
We're going to move forward.
Yeah, when you're, like, 50 years old, you're going to dress like that.
Nah, he'll evolve.
I don't want to.
Right, so don't. Be stubborn. Well, anyway,
cool.
That was Spliffington.
Soda's good.
Soda is good for you.
I have a Jack soda every day over here.
You really shouldn't drink soda.
Jack has 16 Dr. Peppers.
Oh,
every not day.
That was so. That was so. By the way, that was the one thing I was going to say is that I think it's pretty poppin', no pun intended, that you're drinking soda at Roberta's. But soda's bad for you. Don't drink it. And on that note, we will switch to. We just had a guest walk into the studio.
Hey,
and it's Martika.
Lady.
She's very. She's. She is a very, very wonderful lady, and she is wearing it's like crazy, awesome
ensemble
turquoise chains hanging from her neck that are radiant and beautiful.
Even I feel like I have to say something about this.
They are turquoise, but you're looking like a gold tooth.
Yeah. And we certainly welcome you. I want to apologize, of course, to you, Martika, because I know last week we tried to have a phone call.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I know.
No, it's hard to hear, but. Difficult.
Where were you calling from, though?
Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio. Is that where you're from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're from Columbus, Ohio.
I'm from Columbus. I know.
Crazy. Well, no. I wasn't. That's no,
that's
no,
where Lil Bow Wow's from.
Oh, really?
It is. Well, actually, funny story. Lil Bow Wow is from, like, the neighboring rival town to where I grew up.
Really?
Like, our rival town.
So are you from like kind of like the mean streets? Like are you? No, you
complete opposite.
Complete
if you
opposite.
Can believe it or not, Lil Bow Wow is not from the mean streets.
He's not from the mean streets.
Nah,
well, that's okay. He's still bowing and wowing.
He's like Masterpiece Son or something. Isn't he? Oh no, that was Lil Romeo.
My fault.
I mean, kind of.
Jack just got really anxious that he may have fucked up a hip hop reference.
I know. I was like, wow.
Oh, should we? By the way, Martika, I'm gonna forget. I can't keep forgetting. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to apologize because I know. I'm so bad on the phone in this station. I get so nervous, and I'm really, really trying hard. I really, really mean it. But you are, of course, a member of the Superfly Entertainment company and unit. and helped put on Bonnaroo, and that's how you came in contact with
these guys.
Mondo. Yeah, you know, I was really I was bummed this year I wasn't able to go. I went the last two previous years with them. I think they did a stellar, stellar job. I think the full-service DJs are out of control good.
Full service.
I think that I would hope maybe Declan could do that one day.
Hey, Declan's playing the next thing, a tandem.
Yeah. Oh, you're playing a tandem next time.
Yeah. That was his his graduation present.
What up, Mondo?
Martiga. So, Martiga, do you know Declan?
No, I don't. I was going to say, who's Declan? And I felt like an asshole. I was like,
No, you are not at all.
He's the man of the hour.
Declan's the man of the hour. Meet Martika.
You can't see us, we're shaking hands because we're polite like that.
Martika is wonderful. I never fucking even met her, and I know she's wonderful. Let me tell you something.
I heard her voice last week.
Yes, you did. And on the phone, you did very well, even though sometimes I know it's hard on the phone.
Yeah.
It's hard. Declan just graduated high school. They just all graduated.
I'm actually really jealous.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
We were talking about that, how it is a good time.
What's a good time? Yeah. High school or graduating?
I don't know. I think it's different for everybody. I had a pretty good high school experience.
Yeah, did you?
Overall.
And you were in Ohio.
I was in Ohio.
And you graduated, and it was like, because before you came on, the guys and I, we were talking about how they, you know, they graduated from a school in Brooklyn, and like, Armando graduated from school in Manhattan, and like how Jack and I, we graduated from kind of like suburban.
Right, we went to real high school, because that was.
Exactly. They were saying like, we went to the school of the collaborative arts of science. Yeah,
I had this major in high school. You're like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, Mondo, when I moved here and people were like, my major in high school was fashion, I was like, your major in high school? Like, we just had like,
threw shit at teachers.
Yeah, it was like,
no, I didn't even
like,
do that.
Dude, it was like math, science,
I legit
art,
had like
English.
Home ec, and like,
yeah,
we
exactly.
had that class in high school where. Boys and girls got the baby.
Right.
I don't even know what
it's
called.
We didn't. No.
You got the baby.
It's called Mother.
It's like real though.
I think on some semi sexist, but maybe not complete. Well, I don't think they were like letting guys do that.
Really?
Yeah. And I think.
Where did you grow up?
I went to Randolph. I went to like Randolph High School, Randolph, New Jersey. It's like 45 minutes away from the city, or you know, like a suburb.
See, that doesn't even count though.
No, but
it doesn't count like Ohio.
Well. We're kind of uninformed.
Yo, can I brag for one
please,
second?
Please.
I forgot about this. This really touched me. I'm on the notable people on Wikipedia from my high school.
Dude,
that the other day.
Yo, Jack, like,
that's
see,
so fire.
See, Jack, see, you want to know what's crazy? By the way, Jack, that's
a home run.
That's extremely, extremely admirable. You want to know something?
You know who else is?
Who?
Geraldo Rivera and the dude from the NFL with the murder suicide the other day.
I know. But I know that guy was very, very tragic.
That was very, very tragic.
Yeah, no, my high school was like Lando Calrissian and like, no. You
my
can't.
My high school was literally nobody.
Nobody? Nobody?
Your school was you. It's
the
you.
Only,
yeah, me.
It was me.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Was me.
Well, I feel like, so Randolph High School was actually like this, like, when I was there, after I left, like a lot of like weird, creepy crime stuff went down with teachers, students, citizens, da 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 da. But when I was there, we were like the private school of public schools in northern New Jersey. So like, if I go on the list of people, like for example, Jack is on the Wikipedia page of his school. Dude, the Wikipedia page of my school is like mad rich motherfuckers.
I don't even have a Wikipedia page.
Dude, we do.
My
yo.
School experience was in the beginning of school. I remember in the beginning were. Metal detectors for like 45
really?
Minutes.
Really?
I like see that movie.
Yeah, we had to like walk
you
in.
Had medical you didn't have metal detectors.
After school shootings,
some schools.
My high school is very different. It's,
yeah, we did not have that.
I feel like there's new schools and even in New York right now, like new high schools. Like, for example, is that a new high school?
No, it's been around since like 94.
Okay. But you didn't have like any kind of security or anything like that.
See, y'all talking about New York. That's such a New York. York City thing. That's like there's
yeah. My high school.
So I think it's a lot of cities.
At one time, all the high schools I went to. I mean, I went to two, but all of them had metal detectors.
That's well.
And you had to
Mondo,
deal with it for like
listen,
45
hey,
minutes.
Listen, man.
In
you're,
the morning.
You want to know why, man? Because you're fucking platinum, bro, and you got to get detected, man. I can't. I don't know what to say, man. You're
all right,
like,
so I want to know where. I want to know where Declan's going to college.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Are you the NBA draft, dude? Are you fucking?
Yeah.
Yo, I wish I traveled instead, but you know what?
I got drafted.
You got drafted. draft?
To play in the NFL.
Okay, yeah. So you are like 8 feet tall, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can really you look tall. Like you're athletic. And
where are you going to college, bro?
I'm going to the College of Weed Studies of America.
Come on, really, where are you going?
I'm going to Hampshire College.
I don't know anything about it. Is Hampshire
it's
College
in
good?
Amherst, Massachusetts.
Oh, Amherst. Oh, you're going to love it, bro. Yeah. You're never going to move back to New York. You're going to become a New Englander. Yeah.
That's actually
Hampshire College is basically like Gunwash.
Yeah.
Really? Why? I don't know.
No,
why
but I'm
cool.
Wait, why? Wait, well, I don't know anything about it. Tell me about it.
Okay, so it's a very like hippy dippy school.
Oh,
it was
good.
Like founded in the 70s by a bunch of college guys.
It was a college founded by college guys.
Yeah, yeah, college guys. And it's basically like the philosophy behind the school is like you design what you want to learn.
No grades.
So yeah, that's
you don't
that's
you don't really get grades and stickers. You don't really have a structure. It's more like you create your own structure for what you want to learn.
You know, Jack, we had like structure, but you know, Gallatin, you can kind of like choose
Gallatin.
What you. You went
hey,
to Gallatin? Yeah, I went to Tisch.
Gallatin?
I went to Tisch.
Who was in Gallatin? Why'd you bring up?
Well, no, I brought in Gallatin because a really close friend of mine went. To,
I was in Gallatin.
We're all NYU.
We're all here. NYU, man. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Armando's
don't
NYU too. You know.
I mean, I used to. I didn't go to that school.
Don't associate
I used to go to hang out at you know Washington Square
Armando
Park every
day. Armando graduated from NYU. Man. Whatever, dude. We all.
Oh,
do.
I won't tell you.
So you're gonna go. So you're gonna go to Hampshire now. Wait, now Hampshire isn't. It's in Amherst, Massachusetts,
yeah.
And so listen. You're going to like a you're going to college land.
Yeah,
you know man. Like Amherst, Massachusetts.
It's
is like
part
it's
of
like,
the consortium.
It's a party
yeah, yeah, yeah,
five.
Yeah.
Schools,
well, so. Yeah, dude. Well, what are the five schools?
So it's the five college consortium. So basically, like it's in the Pioneer Valley, I think is what it's called, and it's Mount Holyoke. Amherst College, fucking Smith.
Oh, Aiden knows it. See,
and
you guys are involved.
Hold on. I got a caller on line three. Caller.
I'm Squad.
Who's calling?
Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Caller.
Oh, they got shy. See?
Really?
They're too loud.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, Jack. I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
I was shy.
So anyway, finish the five
schools.
What's
cool about the five schools is that basically if you're enrolled in any of them, you can take free classes at all of them.
Oh, well, that's great.
So I basically, I only applied to one school. I only applied to Hampshire, but I can go to five schools.
But being, like, I know, like I know, like a lot of kids are talented, but like you know, you're musically talented. Like, didn't want to go to like a.
Dude, honestly, I didn't really want to go to college.
Yeah, you want to know something? It's smart to go. Can I tell
college
you one?
Is cool.
College
exactly,
is cool.
Exactly, college. Exactly, exactly.
I literally relearned history, as far as I know, like American history, by going to college.
Exactly.
I went to a public school in Ohio. So, like, I mean, you guys grew up in New York City, so it's different.
Yeah,
but
you learned about, like,
don't
the foofy
doubt
shit.
College. You might learn something you never thought you would learn.
I never wanted to doubt college. It was more like I had a pretty good – I have a good idea of what I want to do. Like, I want to do music.
Okay, can I – and so and
sure.
Now let me ask you a question, Declan.
Yes.
Full service.
Are you going to go to Hampshire College for music?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I would like.
He's
going
to drop out to tour with Full Service.
Well, that's okay. Listen, we have a. I can get you. We'll get a van. Jack loves to drive. We talk about this.
Apparently, he really likes driving.
Yeah,
long
he loves
distances.
That shit.
Real talk.
I have to say one thing about college.
Jeremy just stormed in and said he wants to talk about his high school.
This is not.
Shut the show down.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. In Egypt.
Complain corner.
Jeremy went to school on Saturn.
Listen, before Jeremy gets on the mic. Just one sentence.
Yeah.
Don't. I can't say it in one. I can't say it in one sentence.
Right, so use two.
Are you gonna lecture him?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Like
I don't
a big brother or a cousin.
I never.
Don't,
not a parent. But.
Maybe don't always. And when I say major, I mean like maybe not. I'm not saying like music or art or science or math. I'm saying like in your mind exactly what you want to do. Maybe don't major in exactly
yeah.
what.
Oh, yeah,
you
I agree
do.
With that.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Okay, good. You're then.
You're probably wrong. Whatever you want to do is probably not
the thing.
It.
I mean, like the big thing. The big like struggle for me about wanting to go to school was like I really want to do music, like that's how I dream of like making a living, but obviously like I need to find a different way to make a living because that's really fucking hard to do just
yeah,
to
well,
make
you'll,
music
you'll,
and make money
you're gonna find
you know
it.
But the big concern for me was...
Psychology, that's a good throwaway.
Was just...
Well...
The big concern for me was just that, like, my... I'm not rich. Like, my parents don't have a lot of money, but they said, we'll pay for you.
Yeah, listen,
and I was
money.
Like, if they were going to pay, then I'll go.
Can I give you a little secret about life?
It's a good experience.
I got 80 Gs in debt.
You should go to college, though.
By the way, Jack,
seriously.
You're not going to fucking pay that shit. Relax.
Yeah, you sound like...
I sound like Hal Ginsberg.
You sound like Doris.
Doris said,
Jack, just don't pay it.
Hey, well, listen, you know.
Just say no. Just don't pay it.
Doris got a couple little gems in there, you know.
She got more than a couple.
Listen.
A whole career of gems.
I kind of forgot what I was going to say, but I think you're doing well. Listen, look, when you go to college, exactly, you know, making a living is one thing, and you're going to find if you have to do the thing you love all the time.
Yeah.
Gonna kind of fuck you.
I kind of saw it as like, you can always do the thing you love, and you can choose to study it, but you could also maybe learn something else.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like, you, depending on what you want to do, is like, you can do both.
I want to learn all the things that I'm given the opportunities to learn.
Yeah, like, because, learn something new, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
if you know
learn
how to
everything.
Music,
learn,
then
you
what's the
learn,
point?
You want to learn everything if you're given the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know,
so many people don't even fucking have that opportunity.
Yeah. You know,
what else are you paying for? It's like, you're going to pay for something that you already know how to do? Like,
right,
what's
no,
the point?
Exactly. Yeah, there's no point.
What's
exactly.
the point?
You know, you got to, you're paying for access to all that fuck all
yeah,
the books
true.
Yeah, you're paying for access to all that fucking like the knowledge and
books.
Shit and like the physical shit, but let me tell you one thing, okay? This is important, all right?
Yeah.
Motherfucking we have a guest frequently on our show named Stuart Swerdlow, okay?
Yeah.
And this motherfucker, he believes that there is a Pleiadian race that lives far away, many, many universes away.
This is Stuart Swerdlow.
And these motherfuckers live for like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And they go to college for every discipline on Earth. Or on ever. And then they decide what they want to do. And you want to know something?
It's like Europe.
Where you
went to school, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we shut this down and let Jeremy talk?
Yeah, seriously. No, I'm sorry. No, did I? I thought, listen, hey. Jeremy, we're gonna go to music in a moment, but
what about the ladies?
What about them?
What about them?
What about them?
What about what ladies?
What about what ladies?
You want Jeremy to talk? What about me?
No. I said before we go to music. I wanted Jeremy to give me like a paragraph about his high school because
Jeremy just got.
Yeah, well, I thought Jeremy. Hey, listen, Splivington came in and said, "I want to talk about my high school. Tell me, give me a paragraph, bro." Come on, art director.
Wait, art director.
Come on, man.
Wait, this counts as for the Mondo segment, by the way.
You are giving me a paragraph about how you feel about your high school experience,
and
then you are immediately playing music afterwards.
Okay, I went to high school in Vermont.
Wow, that's awesome. We are on Gunwash Radio.
No, I couldn't go to school in Africa no more. I did ninth grade in Senegal,
Jeremy.
And then they were like, it was like...
Hey, Jeremy,
caller.
We have a caller.
Hold on, I can't hear it.
We have a caller. Here we go.
I can't hear nothing.
All right, we have a caller.
We got a caller?
Caller.
What's up?
Hey, yeah, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jeremy.
Welcome to
going?
Movie Phone. What's up? Who's this?
All right. Dude, good question. Thanks.
What's the question?
What?
Ask the question.
Hello.
Fuck this.
You got punched again.
We don't. I mean, listen. I love.
Who the fuck was that?
All right, give me back my headphones.
All right. Well, okay. Max, we are.
I feel
on
like
Gunwash.
My story got all stunted. So forget it.
Can I say your story? Like,
can I tell
doing,
you your story?
Like
he
born.
Went to the best high school ever. He went to like a Montessori school times 10.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah, yeah. Dude,
not
like,
what happened.
Like born in a pyramid, like raised as a child in Africa, and then went to like a private school in Connecticut, like, and then went to.
And then became a teacher at Pratt.
Balls dropped in the sideline.
Playing Lion King music.
And now he's Herbert Splivington, and he's going to play music. Please, I hope, soon. Please.
Well, I'm doing it now.
No, come on. Get ready.
Oh, I love this track.
Ready for Thursday. Here we are on Gunwash with Martika and Declan Christian. Hey. We're coming back right away.
Oh,
Shake your pretty thing, baby, don't hurt nobody. Work out New York, we got 127. Party, freaking party, lying, good goddamn booty, lying. Work out, baby, work within New York. I'm gonna take you one step higher. God have mercy, baby, you got me where you want me. What got New York? Talking about number one new song. Looking good, baby. Buffalo boys. We got a demo copy of... And clap your feet, baby. Party time is any time, and any time is party time. Work with me, New York. God have mercy. Come on, while I take you to the top of the line. That's what I talk about.
Dame Dash, I'm still my man Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boys. We'll be right back.
these records are demo copies and they can be brought at the turntable. These are all demo copies that can be purchased at the turntable. I got cold beer in the penthouse, Coke 25 and Miller.
Sending me images. Sending me spitting images. Shouts to Chris Sorge. Whoa. Crazy one coming at you. I know, yeah.
I'm pretty laid back. I'm a laid back guy.
Jack, you looking at
me? Yeah. I'm glad you're back town, yo. Like, we all.
Martika just said that the ladies need to penetrate the men over here.
All right, so.
I think we're going to do it now.
Mondo!
Hey, Jack, I'm open to the ladies injecting, bring the Mondo
segment.
You
don't like Complain Corner?
Y'all need ladies, whatever.
Unwash
these ladies.
That's a mini segment in the Mondo.
Hey, Jeremy.
Female energy.
Yo, Jeremy.
I fucking love Complain Corner.
Jeremy.
That's a mini segment inside the Mondo segment.
Livingston.
All right, everybody shut up.
Mondo. Is it getting around? Mondo. Is it off your mouth? Oh, yeah. Does it come in packs? Mondo. Is it mental? Fundamental. Mondo, Mondo.
For a quick second.
Finally, the Mondo second. I've been waiting all night.
That tune that I like from 1977 is
Jeremy, shut the fucking disco off.
I love disco.
Yeah, Jeremy's mad.
Don't hate
not the time.
Yo, Jeremy. Yo, Spliff.
Jesus Christ. Do I have to play the Mondo theme again?
I mean, if you do.
Getting around.
That's
getting
enough.
Now, before one quick second, it sounds like Aaron for a second saying, Mondo. Like, it kind of does.
I hear a Mondo.
Who knows? Maybe it was me.
It sounds like an echoed Aaron.
So, Mondo, what do you got for us this week?
A few things. For the students, I praise you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Breathe. And acquire what. Take all that advice that Aaron just mentioned to you, and especially don't drink any soda. You know, and whoever succeeds out of all you three, I feel like is gonna be. I don't know. I don't like to. Aiden is pointing at himself. Declan, I believe in you hardest. I told the New York Times today that you already work for us, so it's too late. Yeah.
But Aiden made the logo.
Aiden.
He did.
Oh, that's the logo?
Yeah, he's just
Well, that's separate. That's like a separate contract or something.
He made tonight's cover?
No.
He made my logo.
Oh, I thought Aiden did tonight's cover. I was like, what?
Definitely. No, it's like, that's a separate contract.
But, my week was, I felt like a high school student for a few days.
Wait, did you guys already kind of go through, like, what was your thing in high school? I mean, for real, though, did you guys... I mean, like, you know, you watch high school movies. Is that like a joke? Does everybody have a thing? Is that not true?
No, I mean, I was.
I used to go to school blaze every day.
No, I was like.
I had a thing.
No, I was.
I didn't go to high school. I went to school high.
Yeah.
Nice one. No, good one.
I was like, I would.
Let's talk about high school for real, though.
Okay,
let's do it.
Well,
Martika, did you ever get bad grades? Did you get any bad grades?
No, dude. I.
What was the lowest grade you got?
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
B plus. No
a
joke.
A D plus?
B. B as in boy. I was
for
like...
what class?
Math. I was like legit like so serious about my grades.
Are you an Aquarius?
No, I'm a Pisces.
All right, cool.
I'm a Pisces.
I was like working since I was 12. I was like, I'm gonna go to school in New York. And that's like the funny thing is you guys keep talking about New York and your experience going to school in New York, which is fucking awesome because that's what I wanted.
I didn't really take advantage of it.
What I was striving for.
I didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, and that's what you guys like, you keep talking about that, but it's like, what about everybody everywhere else? Like, that's
Can I tell you something? I wish I went to high school and your school because I probably would have been like the quarterback of your school or something.
I mean, maybe, yeah, you probably would have. Sports were a really serious way I grew up, but the thing is, like, everything was a joke. Like, I went to a public school. All of, like, our history department was athletic coaches who didn't give a shit.
Did the coaches, like, do anything bad to the students?
No, yes. It wasn't even that.
In my school, they did.
Beavis and Butthead. No, it wasn't even that. It was just that.
I got that.
Yeah, word up.
They became coaches to coach and not teach. And, like, in order to be a coach, where I grew up in the school district, you had to be a teacher.
Really?
But this is real because sports are like big out there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, like my coach.
It was like
the
life.
Yeah, the coaches, like some.
Let's get real.
Some of the gym teachers were coaches, and they were like widely respected in the fucking town.
Yeah,
like,
so they would fail you for gym and shit. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I had teachers that if you wouldn't show up for gym, you'd be failed. If you didn't show up for history, you'd be failed. And our history department was a fucking joke. It was like, you know, you were learning like pointless facts about some war, like, you know, Bay of Pigs, like bullshit.
Can I tell one story?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's really quick. Okay, I was not a jock, skated, only kid that knew about like Thrasher, fucking like blah blah blah, like had spray paint cans, da 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 da, knew where weed was at, so the jocks could fuck with me because I had weed, and the girls like wouldn't really date me because I was weird, but they still would chill with me. So check it. So the gym teachers, specifically a gym teacher named Mr. Lyons, he seen during gym I wore my fucking, like, my Grateful Dead shirts for gym.
Amazing.
And I had like the Grateful Dead socks for gym, and because of that, he would like be really mad cool with me. And then it moved, and that, like, my town is so tight knit that it moved into like high school, and I had like, and I like, I like had Grateful Dead socks.
Where'd you go?
And then
again?
I would Randolph, New Jersey, and I would like tie dye my gym teacher's socks. And that was a really funny.
That's amazing.
And then that was funny, yeah.
You think if you went to Ohio, you think if you grew up in Ohio, Aaron, you would have done the same thing for
It's all different. It's all about experience.
I think the daddy dudes are more like in New York, New Jersey.
I see that somewhat. I think there's actually now a lot of deadheads in Ohio. A lot of, like, wannabe hippies.
We all want to be.
Nothing wrong with that, but I mean, totally. I feel like that's kind of where they. Yeah. It was like a West Coast thing. It was like San Francisco, Bay Area, and then it transferred to the other coast.
Martico.
So what do you
and
have to say?
Now it's perverted.
I was going to ask her one last question before
you got
this.
No, you need to.
We
ask
have
her
no.
Because
check this out. There's a mini segment inside the Mondo segment called Jeremy's Complaint Corner.
No, the rest of the show is your segment.
This true. You're right. I want to ask you this. Yeah. You think when we went to Bonnaroo last week, was it similar to high school?
Similar to high school for who?
For everyone.
That's a hard one because I think everybody's high school experience. I'm always so diplomatic.
Cafeteria.
I fucking hate
what about
it.
The cafeteria? Was it like the cafeteria? Everyone's cafeteria experience is the same.
I mean, I guess it was a cafeteria experience in the moment. You know, like any scenario you go into, no matter how you want to admit it, has, you know, people kind of analyzing each other and choosing how you're going to interact with people based on how they look. And that's just the gist. Like, that's what life is.
Armando, how many tables did you see flipped over in the cafeteria in your high school years?
Oh, too many.
Too many. What,
I got, you know, Aaron said a great story earlier about, you know, tie-dyeing his teacher's gym socks. I remember one point of my, you know, high school life. I remember this is already when I'm like a senior in high school, I was in between, like, you know, not that bad, but kind of good. I wanted to show and prove to these kids that were all wearing, like, flight jackets. You remember when flight jackets came into scene?
What's a flight jacket?
What's
a flight jacket?
Oh, it's a military jacket that came back.
Or,
It's black and it's got this pocket right here. Always has this pocket right here.
Sometimes has an orange.
Well, anyways, all the cool kids were wearing it, and I wanted to impress those kids at that time. Word. And then I had like a blunt rolled up, and I just lit it up in the cafeteria.
Nice, motherfucker.
And then, check this out. I thought I was like freaking out. I already had like, my dad was yelling at me in the morning. So like I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pass it to the bad kids.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So they know that you're bad.
Yeah,
so they know you bad.
Exactly. Yeah, Aaron knows.
Who were the bad kids? Like, tell me about those bad kids.
Their upbringing was like a little bit worse than mine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you need them to know you're bad so that they know so they can
exactly.
At least
so I passed my blunt to them. And by the time I already took like all my hits, right? I passed it to them, and then how they got in trouble.
Yeah, of course.
That's right,
but they're strong.
Can I tell one?
But really
they still gave me that pass forever, though. Like, yo, this kid lit up.
I can relate to that. Yeah, no, because when in ninth grade, when we all started smoking weed and shit, we used to smoke weed like right across the street from the school, and we never got in trouble.
You're under arrest.
Yeah, you're under arrest.
We never got in trouble.
Across the street is really like 2 feet.
It was literally 2 feet and smoked weed. We smoked weed in like the place. It was at a hospital. It was like in the fucking place where people who worked at the hospital would like eat their lunch and shit.
What a joke.
We never got in trouble for that shit.
Where is this high school? Wait, by the way, where is this high school?
It's on like East 16th, 15th. It's in
his high school.
Is it
Can I tell one story really quick?
Is it about
time? It relates. When I was like 20 years old, Herbert Splivington came to my dorm room and he would roll up and he would like smoke an entire spliff and then like pass like a roach around.
Nice.
Was it pass out?
My kind of dude.
Pass a roach around. That's awesome.
Talk to fucking Simon because Simon does that shit.
Good. You're the man. Yo, Simon does that shit. You look like Splivington, so you're on the right track.
Simon looks like an 18-year-old Splivington.
Well, listen, I got to say, man, I've been, this was so fun to like reminiscing on all this stuff. I think, yo, you guys are on a good path. You said you, so I didn't know, but Jack, I didn't know this. Maybe you knew this. Aiden and Declan are going to college together.
I know.
Did you know that? Yeah. And you know that.
Thank you.
And you know, I heard you got a little weird, but they want to do a show together that's maybe...
Yeah, they're going to call it like Fun Wash.
Where are you guys going to school?
We want to steal Gun Wash.
Where are you going to school?
Hampshire.
Hampshire.
Hamp Wash. Hamp Wash. We're not going to call it Hamp Wash. You're going to continue the conversation with me.
I'm
going to
sue the
name.
Shit
no,
out of
no, no. Hey, listen. We're going to find a name for
find
them.
We'll find a real name.
I got one last thing. One off... Not an offer.
No!
No offer. Not an offer, but I am accepting... applications for, you know, an assistant.
Okay. I want to be your assistant. You need a female. That's saying this show needs some female energy. Or maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I kinda,
what's your
let
direction?
Aiden be your assistant.
Aiden, you know what? You're hired because your name his name starts with the letter A.
I have questions. Real quick. Whatever. All right. I have a summer job and it pays, but it's
I'll pay you. I'll pay you. Yeah, I'll pay you.
I'm quitting my summer job.
No. You don't have to quit. Listen, hold on. I don't want you to quit. I don't want you to quit your job because you. I want you to value manage your time properly that you could still work with me and have your job.
What a great boss.
But do you work at like a pet store?
Some experience.
My job is my mom and okay. I go to a martial.
Okay, work for Armando. Work for Armando.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Sorry. No. Seriously.
All right. Quick humble brag. I have a black belt. My mom is the director of a martial arts school.
Oh, no, work for your mom.
And I got to work at the front desk. No, but it's awful because I have to, like, write in people's names and shit. What I should do for you?
Give this kid a break.
Can I be a client at the martial arts
school? Tell you what.
No, she doesn't want clients. She wants a break.
Yeah. I'm going to give you an idea for you, right? Yeah. Armando and I, we know how to paint Chinese lithographs.
Okay, chill. So
get the fuck out of
so
here.
We up in that. Yeah.
Mondo, I'm so dead ass.
Mondo, do we
have to my name in Chinese?
Can your mom commission us to do the calligraphy at your
and then
the studio?
And then we'll break you the fuck off, motherfucker.
My God.
Yeah, word the fuck up.
And then on top of that, what do you do with computers? You know how to draw on a computer?
I know how to use Adobe Illustrator. I know how to use Photoshop.
You're hired.
I know
you're
how to
hired.
Use Ableton.
You're hired. You're hired.
Fuck
you're
yes,
hired.
I got a job.
Word, motherfucker.
Project Breakout Aiden.
Yo,
make magic. I'm done.
Can you use After Effects?
Yo.
Yo, I will learn in 5 minutes. That ass is so good.
Yo, fill out a
he's hired. Forget you. Forget you. The other one.
Oh my god. He is ready. He's like ready today.
We need a mix of these two.
Nah, I like this. Can I see his energy? I like his color.
I put all hiring choices on Tamando. I feel like his judgment is correct.
I'm texting my mom right now. I'm telling her I quit right now. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yo, we could call her right now.
Let's call your mom. Can we call his mom? Wait, can we call his mom? Call his mom.
Yo, and if she teaches me Jeet Kune Do, I'll do her entire fucking studio.
Yo, that's almost actually like a real thing. Like, I'm not even playing.
Yo, if she teaches me Jeet Kune Do, I'll like fucking paint her entire place with tigers and dragons and all that shit.
She might actually get tight, but let's do it.
Number. What's the number?
Don't say it out loud.
Text
the
text. Say it out loud,
Jack.
Definitely.
Yo, Jack, let me handle this.
Just say the fucking number.
We got you.
Wait. But can I talk to her though? Because you guys are gonna piss her off.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
It's just gonna be just Aiden. Somebody text me the number.
Only Aiden.
I'm texting you the number right now.
Yeah, but okay. Aiden, you gotta prank your mom though.
No, come on, Armando. Oh,
it's gonna be a serious thing.
Yeah,
he's
relax,
gonna quit
Mondo.
His job on air.
Relax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna.
You know what's so funny? Is today was my training day.
Quit your job and then tell you what's your new boss right now.
I literally came in today and got trained for my job today. I didn't even do my first day yet, and I'm like gonna quit the first day.
We all need to be quiet, okay?
Yeah. Turn all the mics off except Aiden. All
right. Wait, give me the mic so I can talk to my goddamn mom.
Aiden's on Mike Declan.
We all love you.
Mom didn't pick up.
She probably won't pick up.
Okay, everybody else shut up.
I'm so nervous. My mom is really... Whew. I'm so nervous. This is the biggest thing in my life. What are my responsibilities?
Hello, you've reached Delta.
Oh, wait, don't put her name in. Don't put her number.
Or if you'd like to reach me faster.
Wait, hang up. It's a voicemail.
Yeah, leave her a message.
Okay,
all right.
Sounds like a robot.
That's mean.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Momsy. I'm on the radio. I'm with Aaron, Declan, Simon, me, Markita? Martika, Joya, Mondo, Spliffington. I know those names don't make sense to you, but Mondo is saying that I can be his personal assistant as a summer job, and I hope you're okay if I quit working at the martial arts school. I know you trained me one day, but this is just too good. I don't want to fill out forms. This is not my true calling. My true calling is, like, I don't know, like buying weed for Mondo. That's going to be lit. All right, thank you, Mom. You're the best. You're so cool. And, you guys can say something.
You're grounded.
Get the other one. Yes.
I'm pretty sure you said it.
You're
all.
You're so higher.
Hire both of them.
Yeah. He's grounded is what he is.
No, you know what's funny? You know what's funny is Jack Inslee, like, yeah, if you were my son, I would fucking lock you in the basement and shame you to the fucking wall. Y'all did a great job.
Yeah, next week's guest is Aiden's mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We need some women up in here, man.
Exactly.
Well, listen, yo, that was crazy, but we're about to actually, like, we should do drops.
By the way, Aiden's mom is probably, like, my age.
Yo,
back. Someone's calling.
Oh shit!
Is it his mom?
That's my girlfriend.
Oh, lame.
Okay, listen, we're gonna do drops right now.
Yes,
okay,
we
guys?
Are. It's
okay.
Time.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna go around the room. And
let's
by
start
the
with
way,
Martika. She probably knows
Martika
how to do a drop.
Starts with you. Go ahead and give us a drop.
You know how to do a drop?
Come on, Ohio
what's
baby.
What's a drop?
It's
like,
come
hey,
on.
My name is Martika. My name is Martika. I like pizza, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
I'm Martika. You listen to Gunwash.
Oh, yeah, that worked.
That was a good one. All right, okay. And continue through the room.
You want to do one?
They both of you.
Go for it. Yeah, I already gave a solo drop.
No, you both did it.
Oh, give it a
drop.
But I can't. What are we going to do? Wait. We have to think of something good.
No.
Just say your name is Declan.
I already gave a drop, though.
Say your name is Declan.
My name is Declan. You're listening to Gunwash.
Right. And then the two.
Hey, Jesus.
Yeah. And then the two wackos over here. Oh, wait, no.
Hi, my name is Declan.
Hi, my name is Joya.
And you're listening to Gunwash.
That's the cutest thing I ever heard in my life.
And then these two wackos over here that I love very much.
What's up? It's Slime Bad Words.
And it's the Dirty Man, and you're listening to Gunwash.
He's tired.
There you go. Beautiful. And thank you, everyone.
I like his enthusiasm.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Hey, Jack, thank you for understanding our large list of guests tonight and all the noise and all the production.
Suddenly smells like weed in this room.
And now we need Spliffington back in this room.
It's because Trice is in there.
But we need Spliffington here
Trice Cow.
Well, I wish you guys luck. Martika, you've been very helpful in helping us mentor these kids. We love you, and we're going to have a great
happy
time.
Happy graduation.
You guys are going to go on and do great things.
You're hired.
And next week's guest is Aiden's mom.
Leave me your emails, everybody.
You guys, thanks for being the best role models in the world. All of you.
We appreciate it. Spliffington just gave me the thumbs up for the first time in Gunwash history. That means he's ready to play music. Take it away, gunwash.com. Forever.
I love that she likes reggae. Oh, they want put it in the open. I don't cook with you, buy another crack with yourself. Oh, they want put it in the open. Be spent 6 months in the sense of media feel. Looking in the car. 6 months in the sense of media feel. Looking in the car. Take a look. Everybody say, hey, the dread is living cool. But they don't know it is a dread rule. Yeah, you have a sky joke. Things I would do for life. Metro. Chop down a mountain if I have to. Plant 55 more acres if I got to. No, I don't cook with you, but you don't crack with yourself. Oh, they want to put it in the open, but can't get no indica this season. Babylon a cut it down without a reason. Can't get no indica this season. Babylon a cut it down without a reason. Say, do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? Can't get no indica this season. Babylon a cut it down without a reason. Can't get no indica this season. Babylon a cut it down without a reason. I want to talk to the prime minister. I want to talk to opposition leader. I know we my go on so with the ganja. I be a cocaine at the Copa Jamaica. We can't take the things they pop me corner. Every youth I get freaky when them bout ya. No listen to the trade that bounce in Simenia. Me burn it long time. Say this your time. Say every time we burn it, let just the same time. Me nah use the coke to go mash up me mind. Say one rag I'm up in me a one half a kind. So we can't get no indica this season. Babylon a cut it down without a reason.
With qualification, so that they make sure what they done. Watch it. Them out. The man go a prison because of them out. Woman get shot because of them out. I give body wash with them out. Man a informer, lava them out. They push up your one cause you no informer. The link dumb shut up for it. Hold on. Come again, Mayo. Respect and love it like that, says me. Hear this. Delicate to any man. Whoever gets corner right. Me no one. Me and it metro gang. With qualification. Me no. Biggest guy Jones. She fire. The original gun in a baggy. She fire. The original gun in a baggy. Follow me. Original gun in a baggy. She fire. The original. Watch me now. There you want dance. Around 12 o'clock. I listen some music. I jokes and relax. Me see a pretty girl. Me sexy and fat. So me say happy. Me want listen. Me happy get that. Me call her right away. And we start chat. Me ask her what she name. And she tell me fat. So me. This say me my me. I go get up on us. While reason and chat. Me get on me and at. Me say, come we go see, she say no problem, oh gosh. We book in our hotel and start the first lap. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, me a ride it non-stop. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, me a ride it non-stop. 1 week after that, me body feels slack. Me never realize, say me pick up attack. So me, he say me my me a go, fit in the dark, you say me. Fit in the doctor around 9 o'clock. Me tell him me problem and him said, oh gosh. Tell him, start to examine me private part. Me look on him good and said, what's up, doc? Him say a shootout and you get shot. She fire. The original gun in a baggy. She fire. The original. Watch a sky juice. Watch a dedicate. Dedicate to all the man them. Who never catch VD. Watch it. When you catch the disease called VD, young man, you think it easy to pee-pee. Pee on your one, shake up your body. And when you done, you want to be topsy-turvy. You think it nice and eagle, choking on your body. And then you up like one foot Scotty. The worst thing, the girl, she not ugly. And if you ever see the girl, how she pretty. And as she fire the gun in the baggy, come. The original gun in the bag. Hold on. Enough respect. Chicken chest. Step up.
Step up.
Pekuno, and all of the youth, them are buying a punani. Kaye Shabbat said, pay down pan it, pay down pan what? But girl, a man, she just give a man article. And if a man love you and things and go on, you know, you get money and look good and thing. Well, you look some girl and them are talking about pay down for your hey, girl. Look. All whole of a girl knows, say, you know, want a man pay down. See, if you love a man, you know, say, article, give him a look punani and, you know, things nice, you know, say, you have to look nice and thing. And all the man, I'm not going to no girl, but I'm not paid on pan up. Alright, so. Come with it. Respect straight up, man. That'll make your sound for years. We'll have a youth. Respect. All of the youth, them, I want to sue them. Watch out. Me man, all of them, man, them, we don't buy girl Grammy. Put the wall up, put the one on me, say. In here, push up your one, you know, buy girl Grammy. We have the one, you know, but I respect, come in. Peer down power, you mad? Peer down power. What am I talking about? You mad? Security officer, big up. Yeah. Listen, remember, all of the youth, them went up by punani. Who don't want to put on what I'm me see? All of the girl, them went up sell them body. Who don't want to put on what I'm me see? That's why, push up your one, you know, sell your body. We have your one, you know, by punani. Jump around, you know, sell your body. We have your one, you know, by punani. If me, you look a girl in the community, and a girl talk about, if you pay down money, that's simple me. She has sell her body, come she sell her body. Then you know what she does, the girl fit it. Keep the glamity in your panty. See if the glamity be your husband get it. You now open up shop, you sell punani. But the rest of my talk about pay down punani. If me pay down punani, me want the receipt fee. If me pay down punani, me want the tiger. So come with it. Come with it. Yeah. Peter Metra is here on. Yeah. Sky Show. All police, 2020. Get out of here, little thing, I go out of town, you see. Some gunman get out on. Some labor right on PMP, some gunman who don't know themselves. And I shoot up the place, and all security officer respect here, sir. I love you, because we can't get the gun violence. And I'll hold up a man. You don't cool off them gunman, eh? We're telling about Foot Patrol. Foot Patrol. We have a new celebrity name. Foot Patrol. We're telling about Foot Patrol. Foot Patrol. We have a new celebrity name. Foot Patrol. We don't hear me talk about Foot Patrol. Me now talk about the soldier upon the Rat Patrol. Cause them a look girl both young and old. Me talk about the soldier upon the Foot Patrol. We box in your face and kick in your body hole. Dance with your friend boy and tell him say you're cool. Now dance for the side when you're feeling billful. We're telling about Foot Patrol. Foot Patrol, get a silent. Me a tell you now, Joe Grind come, Joe Grind come. We have an holy chief. Yeah, you have some girl, them wicked, them blood clad. Me a tell you now, imagine after the morning at the house, we a work so hard, him gonna work. A next man coming at the man house, put on a man pajama and a table, oh, it look for me. Put on a man shoes and a table, oh, that size you look, eh? Oh, that size you look, baby, and all them things, they say. Watch out! Me a tell you now, Joe Grind come! Joe Grind come! Joe Grind come! Joe Grind come!
Yeah, tell him, Joe Grind come. Joe Grind come. We have a new style and call him Joe Grind come. Yeah, tell him, Joe Grind come. Joe Grind come. We have a little style and name Joe Grind come. You have some woman love to give them man bun. Then as you turn your back here, say, Joe Grind come. Joe Grind now ramp in a bed for lay down. Feel up our titty and support our tongue. Every time you're gonna work in the burning sun. Joe Grind in a house and drink Pepsi and rum. Pepsi and rum. Pepsi and rum. But Joe are your woman. She know when you are come. She know exactly 5 o'clock when you are come. As it reach 4 o'clock, she in a bed lay down. And as you push the door, she make a chin all turn. With a smile upon her face. Only you just come. Look on the table, you see a dinner cover down. Then the time you don't know, say Joe Grind work and down. You just draw the chair. Well, I sit down, sit. Hold it. And come again, man. Chama. Chama. How are you, Sky Joe's? Joe Grind, man. Try on your shoes and a tab or a size yellow. All Joe Grind, big up. Yeah. Yeah, my son. Yeah, tell him, Joe Grind come. Joe Grind come. We have a little style with him. Joe Grind come. Yeah, tell him, Joe Grind come. Joe Grind come. We have a little style with him. Joe Grind come. Now me, I go tell you, Punani it come. Punani is like a cup, it does wash and thunder. Some I use the brown soap and some I use the alum. That's why some of them tighter than some. If you follow some of them, you'll reach asylum. Yeah, tell him, Joe Grind come. Joe Grind come. We have a new, voila. Wait a, so when a man a give a woman bun, me don't know about that. But when a woman a give a man bun, me know say it hot. Especially when you never come from far back. You never have no work, you never have no cash. Living our small house, like matches box. I know you get a work and start to hold some cash. Then I go a small island, go buy shoes and socks. She buy shoes, shirt, pants and hat. Start to look good, now she start to get fat. And the next man a live in her world like a rat. And that make Trinity pull him get a shot. Me a tell you no. Joe Grind come, Joe Grind come. We have a new, hold it. Hold on, Sky Joe, hold on, hold on. Here, yo, Bumbara. We have a new seller call him one burn a meter. Yeah, man, I tell you, man. One burn on the bumper clad from here, so man. So. One girl can't get no more. Better than no one burner. Hey, one burner. We have a little style in the car. One burner. Me tell you no one burner. Watch ya. One burner. We have a little style in the car. One burner. You want some man in the car. One burner. Them come a dance all a mass in a corner. Them man in the pocket like a them a soldier. The bella girl a dance. Them no know if it from you looking at the face, you know some man. One burner. Me know a one burner. Them call him Junior. Him mama one girl. She name Lana, him for the little girl till the girl get maga and lock up the girl till she catch all scholar. If she want go a shop, she have to set her neighbor. Now for people by the wall and look through her window, she couldn't take it no more. She have a oh God, man, sure. One burner, I'm gonna give you a break, man. Give you a break. Danny Jane, come in.
All of the Sky Joes. Now we know we are not one burner. Now this one that'll get to all the crew. Now you want to see a pun of mama right now, too. Let's Spanish, but it's really something. I'm getting a little bit of a touch right now. All our people will love it up. You know why? They imagine me in a Spanish country. Talk to the people, they don't understand me. Imagine me.